In fact, Lawrence Scott himself was one of the pioneers of the electrical industry, as Neil will now reveal.
The supply of electricity in Norwich was one of the first projects taken on by William Scott. In 1889, the council couldn't afford to build its own power station, so he set up his own portable power plant in the city. He invented the first electrical distribution system in the city with bare copper strips running through drain pipes. Come 1896, there were 7 miles of them with just one explosion. He realised how important it was to have electricity on boat ships travelling the high seas and invented the Norwich ship lighter in the 1890s. This led to a range of equipment to power boats, and this to major works with the Royal Navy. Much later, the first of the Trident class of submarines were equipped with LSE motors. The first traffic-controlled traffic lights were designed by Scott and were controlled by vehicles running over special rubber pads on the road. In 1930, the company celebrated its 25th anniversary with a garden party at Felthorpe Hall, the home of Reginald Lawrence. Gifts of clocks and timepieces were made to members of staff, with the three longest service being given gold watches. When William Scott died at his home in Norwich in 1938, aged 76, he was described by the Eastern Daily Press as one of the pioneers of the electrical industry, building up a great firm, sending its products to all parts of the world. In 1973, 67 of about 500 school leavers in the Norwich area joined LSE as apprentices. We'd love to hear from some of these. The company supplied the cutter motors for building the Channel Tunnel and built much equipment for the North Sea oil and gas rigs.
An illustrious man indeed. And goodness me, don't we need apprenticeships and jobs now?